everybody, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's Abundance Power Hour. Today we're going to talk about abundance mindset. I'm Anna B., and I have with me, of course, my co-host, Anita Rausch, the Empowerment Abundance Catalyst. How are you, Anita? Oh, wait a second. I've got to unmute Anita for her to be on the air. That would be smart.
I'm
muted you. I'm like, what just happened?
That's funny.
Yeah, it's so good. You know, I keep trying to figure out, you know, we're still the Abundance Power Hour. I get that. And, you know, how do we, because people are like, abundance, you know, what does that mean? Most people think of money, you know, and that's part of it.
Right.
But abundance is really how you live your life and how you, the wealth of your living, I want to say that. And that doesn't necessarily always mean money. Maybe your money's good. It's about it's about relationships of all kind. It's about how you're being true to yourself, what you're saying to yourself. It's so empowering when we figure out that abundance is living. We each identify it uniquely. And so, you know, that's what we're about. We want to talk about, you know, our abundance. And it can be money. It can be wealth. It could be, but we talk about relationships. You know, we have relationships, our abundant relationships. Help me out, Anita. What else?
It's funny you say that because, you know, with the website, you know, that I want to develop to offer my services, you know, the wording is important. I agree with you. And, see, I see, like I've often said, to me, what is my goal in life? To be Santa Claus. You know, I would enjoy that, just, you know, being Santa Claus and just giving people things, you know, all year round, you know, that type of thing. But again, that's a form of abundance for me because I would enjoy it. So abundance to me is enjoying things and not focusing on the little obstacles that get in the way, which unfortunately a lot of people do. They, you know, they'll have 10,000 good things happen, one bad thing, and then they focus on the bad thing.
Correct.
So how do you put that in words? I don't know. I guess it's just I guess
you
it's
can,
more creating an abundant life.
Yes. Like for me, abundance would be traveling, freedom, sitting down with groups of people in a live scenario and doing exactly what we're doing right now, which is talk about our perspectives and how we can help each other shift. And you talk about the 10,000 good things and then the one not so good thing. If we can look at that one not so good thing from different perspectives and actually help each other find our gift in that, because a lot of times that one thing that you thought was so bad is the thing that will lead you to something even more amazing than you thought you would never have in your entire life. And that's the crux of that. And people don't get that. They're going to focus on that bad thing and they're going to turn it over and they're going to look at it from the backside. They're going to look at every single angle. They're going to look at, you know, that every perspective that doesn't feel good. And then the question is, why is that thing there? Not necessarily why it's there, but how do we find the gift in it? And I look at that why.
Mm-hmm.
Because in every situation, even the good ones, they're going to lead you down not necessarily a completely different path, and it's a path that will change, and it's going to change, and it's going to change, and we've got to be okay with that change. We've got to be good with that change. We've got to be great with that change. We start with okay, because change is always happening. Let me just say this too. We've got some callers in here. If you want to get in on this conversation, just push one on your phone, and we'd love to hear your perspective and hear you speak about your abundance and or the shift of the gift. And so we do actually have someone who just raised their hand. Can we get them on the air, Anita?
Oh, cool. Yes.
Love it. Hello, area code 408.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Who's this?
This is Craig. I'm doing wonderful and amazing at the same time.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's looking at life
some practice,
through
though.
Abundant eyes. It is. It is. So, Craig, what would your takeaway be? What would you tell people how to live an abundant life, a passionate life? What would you
say?
Well,
you know, for me, for myself, it was different than most people because I had a brain injury, so I was in a coma. But then coming out of the coma, everything changed. But this happened at an early age. The change happened. So had the accident not happened, I would have been raised like everybody else was, under the fear that if you don't do this and this and this, then the consequences of not doing those things is what's controlling you. Now, that's what I see happen in that arena. But I'm not a part of that arena because, not because I'm excluded, but because I have a disability. So, but nobody understands this part. So, and then at one point in my life, I became illuminated, spiritually speaking, and that's when my life changed. So that's why I say it's a learning process. But I would say that you would have to get away from the things that are taking your energy away from you. And remember,
I like that.
You're loved just as much down here as you are up here. But, you know, how do you get from down here to up here, right? We have to get away from the things that are sucking all of our energy away and go up here where we're excited about our future, because that's where the excitement comes from. You know, it comes from a knowing that when you look back at your life, you can see yourself. And if you can't see yourself, that means you're spiritually blind. But when you can see yourself, then you see what love took care of. Love did this for you, this and this. And look how patient love was with you. Look how kind and gentle and long-suffering. So now you start learning things, and now you got credentials.
Wow. That's extremely powerful. Because when you look at it that way, Craig, when you say love is, you know, like we use I am statements too. I am, you know, I am love. I am peace. I am abundant. I am amazing. I am creative. But when you say, when you give appreciation and gratitude to love itself for allowing you to be patient and allowing you to be kind, it's like, it's powerful. I mean, it's so simple though, isn't it? Like, it's so simple, but we make it, a lot of us make it complicated. You know, I was asking this morning for clarity and caring and a caring, clarity, intention. Intend. So I was in a group call this morning, and I don't want to say challenge. I don't want to say challenge at all. I want to use another word for challenge. So maybe it's solution. But for the next 48 hours, is no negativity. Like, catch yourself when you're having a negative thought or when you're about to speak negatively. So this, Craig, I think is really powerful, because when we can put love in its place, I don't believe when you really have true love in its place, you can have that negativity.
Yeah.
You know, if you just,
well, it's always going to be there. There's always going to be.
Yeah.
When you were talking, you said something just a minute ago. What did you say? You said the last thing you said before you started talking to me. You said something about, I can't remember what you said now.
Go back and listen to it.
Well, yeah.
That will tell you. I don't like
listening to myself. I don't like listening to myself, so I don't like to go back and listen to anything. I just know what I'm talking about, you know, and I just know that it's the simplicity of everything. You know, everything is really simple, but you can, if you entertain in your mind's eye, see, people have a problem okay, let me just say this. Some people can only see looking out their two eyeballs in the natural. That's all they get to see is the natural. And then other people can see spiritually speaking. Okay.
Like the third eye. Yep.
So the people that could see spiritually speaking are looking at things in their mind's eye. I think we all do this. But the ones that can see in their mind's eye are looking at things in a way that has other people outside of themselves. It has their best interest in your thought process. So that changes everything. That puts the responsibility back on you because now it's not about your feelings, the surface of who you are. Now it's underneath your feelings. So now your feelings are important now because, whoa, now they're telling you, hey, something's wrong. Otherwise, you're like, hallelujah, praise God, thank you, Jesus, amen, or whatever, you know. But then, you know, like I said, there's these moments, you know. So like what you were saying is that when these things, when you see, when these things come into your mind, you want to, because some of these things will make you depressed, it'll make you sad and cry and all this stuff. And if you just take your mind's eye off of that and put it on the things that are right and true, then you'll get the understanding that you so desperately needed over here when you were crying.
And yeah, see, and when I you think practice, that's what you...
when you practice
yeah,
remembering
I think that's what Anna
the good
was
times,
saying. Yeah. I think Anna was saying, you were asking what Anna was saying. She was saying that to, you know, instead of focusing on the 10,000 things, people focus on that one thing when, like you say, if you focus on what your visions are and what your goals are and what would make you happy and that kind of thing, and what was the lesson in this that just happened, then...
Yeah.
That takes the victimhood out of it, so to speak.
Yeah, when I see myself making a mistake, I have an opportunity because love is showing me myself, right? And then love is saying, and once I acknowledge love, you know, that I did something that wasn't, you know, that wasn't right, I see myself doing the wrong thing. Now I have an opportunity to say, forgive me. I made it about me, and it's not about me. It's about love. And love generates love, you know. So it's all about responsibility. I think that today people are going to start becoming more responsible for their feelings so that they can enjoy the actions. And I'm telling you, sometimes it's rough, but you got to hang in there and persevere. And then you're going to get the benefits of what love is doing, because love has benefits. We don't want to miss out on the benefits now, do we?
And here's the thing, Craig, when you're not used to those benefits, I think that's when a lot of people really get tripped up too, because when you start allowing love in and then the benefits are showing up and you're looking at it like all of a sudden you're like, wait a second. I'm in this space, in this place, with these people, having these opportunities, and you're kind of in a little bit of shock because you're like, all of a sudden you're like, really? Is this really happening? Am I worth this? You know, and then there comes that conversation. But it's it has to be, because love is worthy. And so when we realize that we are love, really who we are to our core is love. Love is always worthy. And so it does come, you know, that comes, brings it back around to us, and each of us are that essence of love. And as we exude that out, if this thing is being given to me as a gift, and yet this gift is allowing me to give, like Anita, she has that big philanthropic heart that she just wants to give and give. And it's like, okay, I see that. I see her giving. I see me receiving. And so then I give. You know, I'm giving out, and it's the same. It's that same thing. Like Craig, I mean, look at you. You're talking to us about this, and it's like, I love this conversation. It's so powerful. You're giving this to us. You're giving this to those that are listening, and that gift is gonna. I mean, I tell you, it's gonna keep giving. That's the really cool part. And I keep saying, it's a powerful, because when we give. And say, you just give a smile. Let's just say, take that simple. If every person out there smiled at 10 people and those people went and smiled at 10 people, then 10 rows down, we have hit a million people just from a smile.
Oh,
so you can imagine what other powerful energetic gifts. And when I say energetic gift, any gift that you can give, whether it's a smile or a hug or just this conversation. I mean, I love this top conversation, because this conversation will ripple out. That's all that, you know, it's just going to ripple out. I mean,
it's irrevocable.
Yeah.
Right.
It's irrevocable. So we get to enjoy it. That's what I was talking about. Enjoying your feelings. You know, I'm over here enjoying my feelings. I'm having wonderful thoughts. You know, I'm just totally blessed, you know. And all of a sudden somebody comes up and I have to stop for a second because somebody's here, and then I go deal with them, and I could turn into a Tasmanian devil, you know, and they would say, whoa,
you know,
that's a lot of, and it's not that I'm immature or anything. It's just that, you know, you don't know that I've been dealing with stuff like this for a long time. I was just taking a break, you know, so I could get frustrated, but if nobody wants to find out, well, why did he say that? Or why was he doing that? Because if you would have looked before that, you would have seen patience, kindness, gentleness, meekness, long suffering. But do we ever mention that stuff? No. No.
Mm-hmm.
See, they don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure anybody else who was listening would be like, that's me. That's what I feel like sometimes. You know, it's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And it's important
that
we acknowledge.
I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but.
No, Greg, we've got this, Anita and I are part of a mastermind group, and we actually talk about this stuff because we talk about revealing the shadow side of ourselves, revealing that side that hasn't always been that love and that peace, revealing the side that is saying me, 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 revealing that part of ourselves that says I'm sad today or I'm feeling frustrated today. And the really cool part is that when we understand that once we reveal it and we shed light on it, then guess what? It's not in the dark anymore, and we're acknowledging it. And in a way, that soothes that part of ourselves, that soothes that shadow part of ourselves, right? So it's important that we don't stuff that stuff down. It's important that we acknowledge it, and maybe this will help us not react in the future. Maybe we can stop ourselves before reacting by saying, hey, you know, that Tasmanian devil part of me, I know you just want to come out and be a little wily right now, but, you know, let's just take a deep breath, and I'm going to acknowledge you. I'm going to pet you on the head, and I'm going to say I love you, and I'm going to send that love and that bright light to you, and boom, that Tasmanian devil is like, okay, I think I'm just going to kick back and, you know, have a root beer and eat some fruit. I'll be good.
I like how you said you're going to spin it.
Yeah, that's it. That's when we continue on this journey and we know that there is the only constant is change, we must spin it. And we can spin it in any direction we want. For me, it's spinning it into the light. I love spinning it into the light.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do that, it's so expansive for me. That's my experience. And then I can truly give from my heart, and I can truly send out that if I'm going to react, I'm going to react from a place of love, not from a place of spinning out of control or sadness.
Yeah.
And I have. I mean, I've reacted from a place of sadness. I've reacted from a place of anger before. I know all that. And yet now I'm like, wow, that's why this morning I was saying a clear and caring intention. I'm going to set a clear and caring intention. So when I have conversation with people, when I have conversations with anybody, let's have a clear and caring intention so that we clearly understand each other and that we truly care about what each other is saying and how we're being in this world. You know, sometimes
I like
just
that.
Need to listen. Yeah. And so
I like that because look, can I say one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to forget. Because you're talking about intentions, and when you're speaking, you're bringing people into a new place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're taking somebody from where they are to a new place, where you are, and so as people are coming in to what you're saying, you can put a big old sign up there so they can see it. It says, "Observe your intentions,"
mm-hmm.
so they can observe their intentions when they're going into what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they're on their way out, put a big old sign up that says, "Observe your distraction," and then let them go. And let them go. It'll be good. It'll be good. I can't wait to see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing that down, actually. I'm like, what did he just say? I wrote it down. So, yeah, I love brightening people into a new place. I like that. And then observe your intention. On your way in, observe your intention. And on your way out, observe your distractions. So that's pretty
cool. Yeah, because when you look at your two eyeballs, you're going out in the world and you get to make a difference now. Because there's going to be distractions.
Yeah.
And you'll see the ones out here looking at your two eyeballs. And in your mind, when something comes through the ear gate or the eye gate that doesn't line up with what's in your heart, you're going to hear the sound. Don't listen to that.
I love it. No, I was just saying yesterday, I think, you know, it's just because I'm getting older, but there's some conversations I just don't even tolerate anymore. You know, if it doesn't feel good, I'm like, okay, I can't have this conversation. And not being rude, but it's energetically, it doesn't feel good. So yeah, it is. I like ear gate and eye gate. Somebody said something about your ear chakra. Couple of days ago, they were talking about your ear chakra and how sound, if sound is such a healer, and a lot of people don't recognize it as a healer. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but when I play music, it's like a time capsule for me. A lot of times I'll hear a song and it'll take me back, you know. And so, but in different sounds and frequencies now are being recognized as healing frequencies. You know, you can listen to and heal different, you know, parts of your body, not just different parts of your body, but just feelings. You can change the way you feel by, what is it now? The love frequency is, oh man, I had it before, but there's actually a love frequency that when you listen to it, it just brings you into that state of just being in love and peace. Oh. So it's kind of, you know, and I've done sound healing before, like I've received it before, and it was really magnificent. And I don't know why, but now it's coming back around to this whole possibility of sound being a huge part of us that a lot of us don't recognize as healing. So I think that's, and since of course we speak and our words have power, I would think that it would be very powerful. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Harry. Very.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm.
When you talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I talked too
much. I was going to say, no, you're fine. Anita and I were just saying, you know, it'd be nice to have somebody come on the show and engage with us in our conversations. And here you are.
Yeah.
Look, we manifested you, Craig.
Yes.
Oh, well, see, it's the law of attraction.
There you go.
Right.
There you go.
You know,
your
energy was attracting me. I was out here and I picked up the signal and it threw me right in. Whoop.
There you go. There you go.
Whoop, there he is.
Yeah.
I'm just having fun. Just ignore me, all right? I'm goofy.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I get happy like this, I could be as goofy as anybody else.
There you go. And then that's the fun of it.
Yeah.
We can all help uplift each other and raise each other's vibrations. I think that's fantastic. And laughter to me is one of the most powerful vibrations out there. You know, it's just, it just feels good. Feels good to feel good. Anyway, but you were going to say something else?
I got so much to say. I just don't know where to start now because when I listen to people talking, things are coming quick, you know, and if I don't say it, you know, it's like I'm reading from a script or something, you know, I'm just, I can't remember everything. So I just, so when I have my turn to talk, then I just talk. And then, you know, I got to keep talking. So I just think, well, maybe we should put you in front of a lot of people. Maybe that'd be better.
Well, you should send me a message and we'll figure out a time when it could be the Craig show and we'll just put you on. So
I don't want to be that far out in front. I just want to be kind of like on the sideline, you know, maybe whisper in your ear a little bit.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. You know, that was the funny thing is I have a good friend of mine, Pete, and he kind of does that too. Like he'll call in and we'll talk. And I keep trying to get him to, you know, get on the air. I was like, Pete, just, I mean, I don't, 30 minutes, like, just get on the air with me, 30 minutes. And he's, but he's traveling right now. He keeps saying, I want to be a part of the show. And I'm like, it's not today, dude. So he keeps messaging me. I'm like, call me on Friday or Saturday when you want to be on a show, and then we'll jump on the air. And he's like, okay. So he hasn't done it. He did it a couple of weeks ago, but I wasn't, I already had somebody booked, so I didn't do it. But I was reminded that the 528 hertz is the love frequency. So if you Google that, YouTube videos will come up. But it's 528, which if you add the numbers together, comes to a six. Which six? The number six is the love number, the family number. So I always remember it. That's how I remembered it. I was like, it adds to a six, but I don't know what it is. But it's 528. So
528. Okay.
The 528 hertz frequency, when you listen to that frequency, it's a love frequency, and you can, it just, well, I don't know, brings you some peace.
Well, that's what, that's when my lips start moving, right? People always want my lips to keep moving, and I go, why? And I know why, but I wanted to see if they know why.
You're channeling
because,
some good stuff.
Yeah, because I'm speaking from my heart, so I'm not. There's no ego here. This ain't a false sense of myself. This is who I am.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the frequency right there, heart to heart. That's what I love to do, because when you're having a heart to heart with somebody, wow, now you get to make a deposit of love into the love bank, and it's like, that's fun. I love doing it.
This is fantastic. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming onto our show today, Craig, and depositing some love and being a part of this just uplifting and energetic, you know, this little portion of the day that we have. And we thank you for coming in and sharing with us.
Thank you guys for letting me talk, because a lot of times you don't get too many opportunities to say things that you really want to say.
Yeah.
Because there's other things that people want to talk about, which... Huh?
I was going to say, if you want to, send me an email, Craig, at ask@universalenergyradio.com. And seriously, tell me if you, and I will, we'll get on the air, and you can, I'd love for you to channel some stuff. I think it'd be fantastic.
Okay. Can you jot my number down? Can you jot it down?
Yeah. Actually, if you're okay with that, I will.
Yeah.
How about I do that? And I
yeah,
text
you can.
You.
Yeah, that's fine.
I got it.
That's
okay.
Pretty much the way I,
you know,
communicate. Is just
okay.
You know, I'm not a big time
to,
guy that goes out. And
yeah.
I just real small, you know, real little guy. Just you know, I just do my own little thing, and you know, I see a couple people every day, and I'm cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Spin that around. Spin that around, dear. You've got some big energy, and you've got big information coming through. And people need to hear what you have to say. So I would love to have that out there. So let me do this, because we have a couple other people who are raising their hand, and we've got, you know, a finite in the physical. We have a finite amount of time. So I'm going to put you – I'm going to go ahead and mute you, Craig, and get somebody else in here. But
okay.
Definitely – I'll tell you, this is Anna, by the way, and Anita. So nice to meet
you.
And I will certainly be in touch with you, darling, okay? Thank you so much.
Okay.
I love your energy.
Yes,
all right.
Thank
I love
you.
Your energy. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Ah, oh, love him. That's great. I've got a couple things going on here. Lil Fairy in chat is asking for taking questions. So Lil Fairy is asking, I'd like to ask if you pick up anything about the guy from work whose first name starts with an S, please. Spoke to him on the phone a couple of times for work-related things. Thanks. So, Anita, if you want to tap into that, and we do have someone else raising their hand. So, other callers, thank you so much. We'll be with you in just a moment. So, you're gonna do some cards for Lil Fairy.
Yeah.
And speak to her question.
Yeah. I am. Okay.
I'm just going to hold Craig's energy of love here. That was so empowering. Craig,
yes.
That was so empowering. I love it. I was trying to write down what he was saying. I was like, oh, my gosh, I love it. I love it.
I know. He had some good points.
I'll get with him. So I can give him some credit for this stuff, because this is I love that, brightening people into a new place. So, and that's, I believe, what lightworkers do.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, the first card is Hunter. So what that card is telling me about the guy at work is that there's some kind of feelings. The reason Little Fairy's asking about it is because there's some kind of feelings from, like, the past or some kind of deja vu going on there that's that Little Fairy is or intuiting. So I have a feeling that there's not full communication in this conversation. Like, there's things being said, but not necessarily things that each person really wants to say. That's what I'm getting from that card. So it is something about the past and something about feelings that are coming up. And just realize that, you know, Little Fairy, realize that you are powerful, and just speak your truth. And if things are meant to be, they're meant to be. And then I'm going to pull one more card. That was from the Angels and Ancestors. Yeah,
I think that goes back to the intention I was talking about. The clear, the clarity and careful intention that we are clear with our communication, and that we care about those that we're communicating with. And so,
yes, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the animal spirit that came through was the whale for Little Fairy, to honor their soul purpose. So again, that speaks to me about, you know, what do you want out of what you're asking? You know, what with Mr. S, what do you see happening? What is your intent? Are you letting that person lead, or are you leading? You know, and also to pay attention to the little subtleties of your conversation. You know, don't ignore something that your intuition is telling you. And then another thing is, don't let your ego get in the way, is what this card is telling me. Just, and I think a lot of us are kind of learning that in this pandemic, is just to kind of go within, find out what we want, really communicate what we want better. So that I'm feeling communication around this thing, and one of y'all not being clear on what you're really wanting. So,
well, it sounds like too, since their conversations have really been about work, that's the connection right now is about work. And I feel like they're, which Little Fairy, I'm guessing that's what you're feeling as well. I'm feeling a sense of perhaps there wants to be a more personal conversation, but neither of you are really knowing how to start that personal conversation. And maybe that requires you just stepping up and just acknowledging or, you know, asking subtle questions. You know, just subtle questions. So just to get to know each other. And that will open a door. Mm-hmm. And it's going to, and I feel like if you've got that feeling, obviously within the work-related conversations, there have been something else kind of energetically flowing in there. So, you know, who's gonna step up first and ask? You know, it doesn't have to be super personal, but can be casual, you know. So think about that. Again, every conversation we've had today about being caring and clear. So,
right.
This.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And being powerful in what you want, you know?
Yeah.
If you want something, yeah, there's no harm in going after it, because either way, like you were saying earlier, you're gonna see the lesson in it.
Mm-hmm.
So be grateful either way it turns out that, you know, mm-hmm. you dodged a bullet or something wonderful happened.
Yeah. And sometimes,
you know, either
you know,
way
what
it works out for you.
Yeah. Sometimes we say, oh, you know, they should speak up first, and then we're going, you know, and then we're like, we get a nudge to say something, and then we don't.
Mm-hmm.
So know that those
right.
nudges are the universe's way of saying, you know, speak up, say something.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz we don't realize too that, you know, some, you know, we don't know what's going on in the other person's mind. And it's the same thing, that ego thing. Well, I'm not going to be the first one. Well, then, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to have the conversation then. You know, you're just not.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Taking a moment, just take a deep breath and get a sense of you know, get a sense of playfulness, because when you're in a sense of playfulness, you know, you're enjoying yourself. And that's sort of what my friends call Tom Sawyer parties. Like, I can get people to, you know, come over and paint my fence because I feel like I'm having fun doing it. You know, people go, hey, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking
mm-hmm.
about or whatever? They want to join in. So it's that energy, that pulling energy of being in there. And the little fairy, I hope that helped. I just get a sense that there's already energetic connection going on,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
somebody's
That's
gonna have
what
to
I
say
got
something.
To.
Some, you know, you don't have to, but it would behoove one of you to say something on a more personal note or a more creative note. Let's put it that way. Something a little more creative or that's beyond work. So I thought about this when you were asking the question. I was thinking, I have a book in my car that's like 1,300 questions to ask somebody, you know, and it's, you probably Google it. Like, what's some good, fun, break-the-ice questions that you can ask somebody that you don't really know? I mean, maybe you know them a little bit because of work, but you don't really know them. So those kinds of
mm-hmm.
things. And, you know, see what happens.
Cool.
All right. And our other caller dropped, so I don't know. Maybe they got nervous.
Aww.
So if you are calling
Darn.
In and you want to be on the air, press 1 and we'll get you on the air here. But yeah, I love that. I love what Craig was saying. I love the question from Lil Fairy. Thank you. It did, again, clarity and caring. I don't want to say care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, my mouth is about to say carefulness. It's not that. It's caring. Because when we
mm-hmm.
care enough to listen, when we care enough to listen with clarity and receive with clarity, then things can become very, I don't want to say streamlined, but you know what I mean? Like, all the muck just kind of falls away. All the gunk
mm-hmm.
just falls away.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting. Very interesting. So I was listening to a woman this morning, you know, and I can't, her first name is Deborah, and I can't think of her last name, but she was talking about, she had a near-death experience, and when she was
mm-hmm.
in the hospital, she was laying there, and her husband came in, and he was so worried and concerned, and the nurse said, she's going to be fine, and she said in her third eye, she could see, like, these sparkly little lights, and these almost like a rainbow coming out of the nurse's hand, and it actually energetically went into her body, and she felt more powerful and more energized. And she thought, man, in her head, she said, if I get through this, I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to tell everybody about this. And then another situation, the same thing, because she was in the hospital for a while. She was, you know, again, couldn't really get up off the table. She couldn't do anything. Her eyes were closed. And she heard a doctor say, if we don't raise her blood pressure, we're going to lose her. And she said what she saw in her third eye was like murky dark energy coming over, and it literally zapped her energy to the point where she was like, oh no, you know, and in her mind's eye, she's like, she wanted to summon everybody over to her and just say, you're going to be fine. You're doing great. We love you. You know? And she said, if I could get that energy just projected towards me, then I would be fine. And I could get up and go run a marathon. She goes, I absolutely felt that. And I wanted to share that with you because, or share, you know, and share it today because it's so, that our words, our thoughts and our words are so powerful. And when we, you know, when we question things and when we're, you know, how can you tell people to like really intuit, like really just be in silence and intuit the answers, you know? We love to tap into the source and the universe, and the universe will bring in information that we want to share. Every time we get on these shows, the universe brings in the information that we want to share. And yet every single person has that ability to tap in and connect to that energy within yourself. If you'll just be quiet, be silent for a moment, and tap into that. I think it's, I think it's important that we acknowledge that, and important that we know, because it's something that we kind of blow off. Like, you know, station the other day, and I heard the word stupid like four times from somebody, and I thought, that's a weird word. That's a weird word. That's a really weird word to hear coming from someone's mouth, because I don't hear it very often, right? And I thought, well, if this person is saying this out loud, what are they saying to themselves internally? You know, because generally the stuff, our internal dialogue is stuff we don't share with the world, right? I mean, unless we have true connections and true people that we connect with, when we can say, like when I call you, Anita, and go, I'm feeling kind of weird today. I'm feeling off kilter today, you know, and you understand, you're like, well, you're shifting, you're transform. You know, we're in a place of transformation here. We're all transforming into a new identity, because we can't be, and I'll say this every time, we cannot be in this, if we're wanting to change, we cannot maintain the same identity that we are in right now.
Huge. Because the earth energy is shifting. So, you know, I think it's maybe some people don't know what they're feeling, but it's, you know, there's a thing called, I think it's the Schumann resonance that does the energy spikes on Earth. And, you know, that's been going up and down like wild. And so there are higher vibration energy shifts happening on Earth right now. And a lot of people are feeling them, but they don't quite probably know what they are.
Right.
Does that make sense? I mean, it's like, you're like, what's that? You know, just like me having all this shift in one evening when I was sleeping. You know, that is happening, whether people realize it or not. And,
it's physically happening, yeah.
Yes, it is physically happening. That's correct. So, and I'm looking up. I think it's called the Schumann.
It's the Schumann resonance.
Is that what it is?
Schumann. Yeah, there's a set of spectrum peaks in the extremely low frequency portion of the Earth electromagnetic field. Yeah, and it's excited
and
by lightning discharges.
That's been spiking high now for several months, like really high spikes. More than ever before. Yeah, it's called the Earth Vibrational Frequency.
Wow. And to me, it's like amongst everything else that we have, to deal with. Now we have to deal with this, right?
Yeah, exactly. But there's been new records. If you read about it, there's been new records occurring in the frequencies. You know, it's real.
A great opportunity for awakening, activating, boosting, and achieving a consistent level of your heart coherence vibration. Now, remember, Craig said earlier, of the heart. We are we are giving of the heart. And that's so important when we understand the heart coherence, having heart coherency, because we've been living in this world where we think about it. You know, think about it. It's the thought. but what is your heart truly telling you? Because, you know, like we talk about in our mastermind, that heart has its own brain. More on that, go to heartmath.com. But it'll talk to you, it'll tell you the heart has its own brain, and it's actually sending more signals to our brain than the brain is sending to our heart. So that's where we want to connect. Yeah, but it's apparently you're right. I'm reading what you're telling me. It's the highest it's been in the past 2 years.
Right.
The highest peak, the record was broken in December of 2019. So there's so many things. Oh my gosh, there's so many things happening energetically and physically, in not just on our planet, but in the universe, that are affecting our beings because we're energetic beings. So when we can understand to shift the stuff when it comes in and we're feeling a bit edgy, you know, how do we shift that? And it's okay. I'm not saying don't stay in that. Just don't stay in it for a long time. You know, make peace with it. Love it. Love that thing and allow it to turn. I think that's the big thing now. It's kind of like, hold on, here we go. It's like even my head, like, hang on, just hang on. With the intent of clarity and caring, would you pull a card or two or how many ever for around that?
Sure.
And
so this is for the collective as a whole.
Yeah.
Right? Clarity and caring. What do we need to know about that? So first ones I'm going to go to is the archangels.
Okay.
Because, you know, they are here to help if we ask. And my hawk spirit animal is outside my window now twice. So he's liking the vibration of our show.
Well, I had a deer visitor, so that's...
All right.
I've had deer visitors the last couple of days doing calls outside to watch them go running through the woods, you know, where I'm sitting. So, again, back into nature. I'm like, I'm going to get to as close to nature as I can to be able to do, like, this show, any of the calls that I do, because connecting with nature just helps ground you and allows that energy flow.
Well, his energy is sitting here with us, so... I got five of Gabriel first, and interestingly enough, there's no challenge that you can't resolve, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier, to withdraw from the drama of others, which is move away from the energy drainers, and have patience, like you said, caring with those around you, because as we were saying, the energies are high. Some people were in a better place spiritually when all this happened than others. So we're not here to judge. Like we talked about, Anna, moving to the 5D, which is the very high vibration of love and compassion, and then being down in the 3D, which still has the anger and hate, you know, and all that in it. So it's not for us to judge it, but it's for us to observe it, and like you said, to just send light and love. So that person can be uplifted. I'm going to pull one from the fairies now.
You know, and sometimes feel like people that you talk to, sometimes they don't, and I don't want to say, you know, oh, you're just operating from the 3D. Of course, I'm not going to throw that out there.
No.
When you have a billboard. I keep thinking of conversations that I've had, but I read a billboard the other day that said, true Christians love their enemies. And it struck
I like
me.
That.
It struck me as, I like it, but it struck me as very odd. Like, the word enemy is such a heavy vibrational energy. So I said, why don't Why don't mm-hmm. they say true Christians just love? You know, true Christians just love, mm-hmm. period. Why do we have to put mm-hmm. the enemy in there? Why don't we just love? And so, you know, again, going back to what Craig was saying, just, you know, be in that state of love, because love is patience, love is kind, you know, all that's, you know, all that's in the Bible. So stop with that extra, because you'll hear people say, I'd like to go on this vacation, and then you'll hear them say, but I just can't afford it. So why don't you just say, I am in the process of planning my vacation, period. Stop it there.
Right.
So because you negate everything that you just said. I mean, true Christians love their enemies. What if you truly love, you can't have love and enemy in the same, on the same plane of existence, right? Because enemy mm-hmm. comes, where does an enemy come from? It comes from a hate. And you can't have hate and love in the same space at the same time.
Right.
You can't have chaos and peace in the same place at the same time. You know, people say, oh, in the midst of chaos, I can be peace-filled. Yes, you can, but that chaos will not blend with that peace-filledness. You know, it just won't.
Mm-hmm.
You will definitely be in two separate spaces. And that,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're opposite ends of a spectrum. And so when you are not in a loving space, you're the opposite of love. So how do you bring yourself back into that loving space? You know, I
mm-hmm.
am love. You know, I am love. Just proclaim that I am love. Anyway.
So card was Five of Autumn, and that was from the fairies. And you notice we got two fives, which is very expressive of all the change that's going on. And that mm-hmm. one is to reach out for assistance. So, you know, which I know our groups have been doing, and, you know, our tribe has been doing, reaching out to each other. And I think that is a very good thing to do right now. And mm-hmm. to also put your, that card to me is implying to put your vision to say, what can I learn from all this? And what do I want? What do I want things to look like? Where I'm going, my next step. What do I want it to look like? So focus on that. And then, you know, ask for assistance, of course. And then, interesting enough, the third card was from Angels and Ancestors, and that's the Medicine Guardian. Be open to healing information. So that again deals with the clarity, I think. Don't be
mm-hmm.
stuck in a box. Be open. Be open so that you can gain clarity. Pay attention to your feelings. Pay attention to people that make you feel good. People that support you, people that energize you, because I can almost guarantee everyone on this call that you, as you raise your vibration, you will be moving away from people, not meanly. It's like Anna said, you won't be able to be around conversations that are low vibration. You just won't
mm-hmm.
want to be around them. So I think that's what that last card is telling us.
That's the Medicine Guardian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I love how the cards and the conversation and the questions all line up, you know, to just help amplify
mm-hmm.
the information that I felt like I pulled through this morning. Because, like I said, I'm just this human person, and this information is coming through. And it does this with each and every single one of us. Like we just, you know, like Craig was saying, he doesn't listen to himself, but that information that's coming through, it just keeps coming through. You know, same thing with you,
mm-hmm.
Anita. Like, that's why when things are going, you know, I'm like, can I talk to you? I need to talk to you. You know,
sure.
When my human self is going bonkers, I call you, right? I'm like, I need to talk to you and get your perspective, because we all have our own unique perspective, And I think it's beautiful that when we allow ourselves to engage with other people who we know can uplift us, and not in a, it's not in an ego way, and it's not in a way, you know, I say uplift,
no.
But it also, but it also can be a clarity in that you've drawn attention to some, it's like, well, I've heard you say this, and then it's like, wow, I was saying that, you know, okay, yes, I'm reinforcing something that I don't want to reinforce. So,
well,
and
I
then,
think
like,
it's
have,
more being, I think it's more being, like you said, an empowerment catalyst. You already have it in you, Anna. And all I'm doing is bringing you back to who you really are.
Right. Right.
You know,
because
and
I mean,
letting
I
you know it's okay. Yeah, and letting you know
I
it's
forget.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then now I just say I'm very blessed to be where I am at this particular moment, at this particular time, being with these particular people, having these particular opportunities. And it's, it, sometimes you get, I just get tickled, you know, like even like going over at your space and watching baby hawks jump from limb to limb because they're learning to fly. I mean, how beautiful is something is, you know, you want to say simplistic, but it's really not. It's so, it's powerful.
Oh, no, that baby's still sitting out there in my tree while you're talking. It's just sitting out there listening to us. Yeah, I think it's pretty awesome.
Yep. Yeah. And so being able to connect just with that, everything that I want to say, it's everything that is symbiotic to everything. Like, we're all connected. So just know that whatever energy that we put out into the world is energy that people are going to receive. And so to me, it's like, okay, if I'm going to have a house guest, how would I treat them? How would I, you know, and I need to be that way with every person that I come across. And maybe some of those people I don't want to have a conversation with, but I don't have to be mean to them. I don't have to be negative. I can just, I can say, you know, thank you. Thank you for sharing your perspective. I don't have to agree with it. It's like, I understand your perspective. I don't have to agree with it. And then I can make my exit or go talk to somebody else. Just know that I'm in that moment too, that as you do that, you're taking care of yourself.
Right. Right. And then I, you know, I'm big on watching your words, which, like you said, do love and enemy go together. So I'm big on watching your words too, because a lot of people will say things before they think about it, but your words are really boomerangs kind of back at you. And your words are also prayers going out. So to me, it's very important for you to, because you're telling the universe what you want with your words. So like you said, if you're saying, you know, I hate all the people at work, then the universe says, okay, well, we'll make it where you hate all the people at work. If you say, I love all the people at work, even if maybe that's not exactly how you're feeling right now, the universe will work on that happening for you.
It'll show you evidence of why. So I'd rather say I love, you know, because the universe is going to bring you evidence of because it's not about just that end result. It's about that journey in between where you are and want to be. If you want to see all the love, even if you're just saying all the people at work are love or other people at work are not love, that journey is going to bring you to that conclusion. And whatever happens in between, that's the stuff that you've created or the universe has brought in for you to bounce around with, I guess you would say, you know, to get to that conclusion. So, it's a head spinny thing. I sometimes it's like, wow, this, you know, everything that's transpired and everything that's happened on our journey. And then we can actually embrace that. And I know that sounds weird. Like, if you've heard of radical forgiveness, it's actually a book.
Oh, no, I don't
read.
Think it's weird at all. I think it's part of healing.
Yeah. But radical forgiveness is
them. Yeah.
Go ahead, Anya.
No, go. I was listening.
I was going to say that the book itself is fascinating, but radical forgiveness is basically just that. It's loving everybody for and allowing them to be who they are no matter what, you know, not judging them,
mm-hmm.
not saying it's
mm-hmm.
just allowing them and know that they're on their journey and on their path just as you are as well. And if you interact with them, then understand that you lined up with that and there's a reason behind that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people will start getting into digging deeper and getting into the arguments of, well, what if this person was a thief or, you know, read the book. I was like, read the book and you'll see. It's a very interesting perspective, and it's
mm-hmm.
a way of releasing just that stuff that you hold up inside of you that doesn't serve you.
Mm-hmm.
Super important. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This was great. Great conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate Lil Fairy and Craig for calling in. All of our other callers and folks that are listening, just wonderful. Thank you so much for showing up and sharing your energy with us and vibing high. So, like I do in our mastermind, and I don't know how many
yes.
people are really listening because I can only see the callers. I know there are people who listen on other devices, and they will also
uh-huh.
download. So even in the download, you know, when you're listening and you feel that smile on your face because you're like, yeah, that's what I was thinking, or yeah, I could add to that conversation. Do your asking and know that the power of the mastermind is working. That's a big
mm-hmm.
That's a big deal
mm-hmm.
as we raise the vibration, raise our own vibration, but also would love to pass that along and raise other people's vibrations. So,
mm-hmm.
Anyway, so and Anita, how do people get in touch with you if they want to contact you?
It's Anita@earthpathguide.com.
Okay. And then if you want to chat with me or just any information for the radio show, please email ask@universalenergyradio.com. And anything else we need to tell the listeners?
No, I just think, you know, get that rock or stone and write the word past on it. And like Anna says, use that forgiveness muscle and, you know, forgive your past and forgive yourself and ask your past to forgive you. And then move on to the paper and create your abundant, joyous, happy life.
Love it. Love it. And work on shifting any, you know, not saying we're not going to squish down those negative thoughts, but as those come up, let's just say thank you and let those go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's work
mm-hmm.
on working
mm-hmm.
on that conversation that we're not only having in our head, but we're having with other people of being more
mm-hmm.
positive. And Anita and I will be on again next Monday. So, you know, tell us how your week went with all positivity. Yeah. So just allow, see what comes up, and we're shifting,
intentions.
Folks.
Yeah. Set your intentions for what you want, not how the world treats you. Set your intentions each day for what you want.
Yes. And let's quote Craig here again. As you're coming in, observe your intention, and on your way out, observe your distractions. So observe those
there
that are distracting
go.
You from your thing.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Craig. I'm going to keep quoting him. All right.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's nice.
Thanks, Anita. Love you.
All right.
Thanks,
love you too.
For listening to Universal Energy Radio. We really appreciate it. If you're on social media, join us on Facebook, facebook.com/Universal Energy Radio, and on Instagram, or Universal Energy Media. Have an amazing morning, afternoon, and evening, wherever you are. We have several shows every day of the week, so please join us as we share different perspectives on life, spirituality, energy, all the good stuff. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye.